from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Where does CARICOM go from here after its summit with President Clinton? Some Latin American countries turn away from American free trade and look towards the Caribbean and Europe. And new racial harassment laws expected in Britain. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Dominica's opposition leader, Ruzie Douglas, has made an outspoken attack on Caribbean community leaders for what he says was their failure to sufficiently press the banana issue during the weekend summit meeting with President Clinton.
Government leaders are praising themselves. We had a very wonderful summit, you know. What did we get for bananas? Nothing. I mean, Mitchell, from the Prime Minister of Grenada, was on the radio yesterday saying, oh, they had such a successful summit. In what area you had a successful summit? Because the United States promised us 2 years ago that they would do nothing to undermine our protection in the European market. And President Clinton went right ahead and made the complaint at the World Trade Organization. All the CARICOM states should have shown their solidarity with the Windward Islands and told President Clinton, look, we will agree with nothing that you want. We want you to inform the World Trade Organization that you're giving them a commitment that they must suspend all measures intended to undermine the protection we now have in the European market. That's the first thing you should have done.
Dominica's opposition leader, Ruzie Douglas.